Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Pacers Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can get a daily dose of great information about your favorite NBA and NFL teams, which now includes the Pacers, right here. My name is Tom Lewis of IndyCornrows.com, and today, for that daily dose of Pacers information, we'll hit on the latest news from the Fieldhouse, which includes a player signing, a player getting waived, as the team continues to prepare for the season opener on Wednesday. We'll also discuss some surprising TV ratings from preseason action broadcast on Fox Sports Indiana. Finally, we'll catch up with some notable former Pacers and local players who are in battles for roster spots around the league as the final cuts have been made, as teams are set now for the regular season. So don't forget, you can hit me up with any comments or questions via email at indycornrows@gmail.com and on Twitter at indycornrows. So let's get started. Now at the Fieldhouse, the Pacers made a player transaction, which was a surprise, in the middle of the day on Monday. They signed former Providence forward Ben Bentil after he was released by the Boston Celtics. Now, a few hours after signing Bentil, the Pacers waived Bentil, which has become kind of a common practice around the league for teams to claim players and grab their NBA D-League rights. So they add him to the roster briefly and then waive him, and now he will be joining the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. For Bentil, he gets a little more money now, more than he would make as a regular D-League player, and the Pacers get his rights to affiliate him with the Mad Ants. So overall, you know, Bentil was the 51st pick in the second round of the NBA draft in June. He was taken one pick later than George Nyang, and it's very likely Pacers were going to select Bentil, who had a good draft workout, but they had Nyang rated higher than 50 overall, and when he fell, they were able to grab him quickly. So I have a feeling that Larry Bird was keeping in contact with his old teammate in Boston to find out how Bentil was doing in the camp up in Boston, and as he was kind of caught in a numbers game with several forwards that left no room for him, according to the reports out of Boston. Both Ainge and coach Brad Stevens had glowing remarks for the effort and the potential of Bentil. So it was interesting that he was released and did not appear to have an interest in playing for the Celtics D-League team. Maybe they weren't offering him any more money along the way. I don't know how all of that works out. Again, yesterday we mentioned the financial gymnastics that these teams go through to make things work for different players in different situations. And in this case, maybe Bentil sees a better opportunity within the Pacers organization for his developing skill set, which does translate to potentially being a pretty good stretch four. He had developed more of an offensive game later in his career at Providence, and basically is going to have to live behind the arc during all of his free moments and become a knockdown three-point shooter. And then you add that to a big league body and power forward potential in the new NBA, where you can play inside and out. And I think he seems to have the type of body and physical ability to defend at the four. So we'll see. It'll be an intriguing prospect to keep an eye on. I know it was kind of a surprise. Pacers haven't gone through this process before with the sign and waive deal, but as long as he was waived before 5 p.m. today, the Pacers didn't have to make any other roster moves. So for a few minutes there, we thought maybe Rakeem Christmas might be released or somebody else might be coming off the roster, but in the end, it really was a technical and relatively minor move, but on a random Monday, 2 days before the season starts, it was pretty exciting. So appreciate the Pacers giving us a little extra something to talk about here. And again, we will keep an eye on Bentil and see how he does with the Mad Ants. And after practice on Monday, Nate McMillan and several players talked about being ready for the start of the season, and really there wasn't anything real noteworthy in the comments. Typical excitement for the opening day and opening night, feelings of the team coming together and being positive. Paul George continued to hammer home his hope that the team just brings the effort every game, and when you get right down to it, he's a guy that kind of has to set that tone. So as far as the effort, if he's out there spilling his guts, there's no doubt his team will follow. And McMillan made an interesting comment kind of assessing the issues from the preseason and how much of a worry some of those issues were, especially on the defensive end. And he did say that it's hard to fully assess things because, with so many veterans and then young players, they all kind of approach preseason in a different way, and so it's really hard to tell exactly where the issues are when you're seeing good things in practice and know what players are capable. But now, everyone will be dialed in and ready to go for the season openers, so we'll get a full view of what the Pacers can do and what they are struggling with. So obviously there's going to be some things that are a work in progress, but hopefully they'll put their best foot forward from the opening tip. And, of course, one of those things everybody will be watching is the defense and how a team that lost some key defensive players, and George Hill and Jan Mahimi in particular, can make up the difference with their veteran players that they added to help the offense run smoother. And Mark Monteith has a good piece up now on Pacers.com about the defense, which you should check out. And he includes some comments from the man, the myth, the defensive legend now at the Fieldhouse, Dan Burke, assistant coach in charge of the defense, as Larry Bird would put it, who, Burke offered a pretty positive assessment of the defense he thinks his team can play. Here's a quote that kind of sums up the state of the defense right now and where he hopes it will go. Quote, "We could be pretty good. We might not be as stifling as the recent teams, but we're smart enough, we care enough, and we have enough pride in our team defense. I think we have the speed. Size worries me, but we have guys who care. That usually helps. You have to have the desire and heart. You have to have guys with guts. We have pretty good know-how, and we're in the process of building trust." So there are certain things like building that strong layer of trust that you can only develop in the heart of the regular season battles. So that's one thing that Burke and Paul George are talking about, trying to be really strong communicators and making sure guys know where they are, and there's going to have to be some strong communication when guys, even when guys are in the right spot, getting that affirmation and also when they're not, making sure that they're correcting things on the fly. So, speaking of affirmation, it kind of sounded a little bit like Stuart Smalley there at first when he was talking about being smart enough and caring enough and having enough pride. So that was nice quote from Dan Burt to try and explain where the defense is and hopefully where they're headed. So the defense will obviously be a work in progress to start the season, but as long as the effort remains strong, they should show up well. And, you know, just rebound, don't foul, right? So while it is hard to replicate regular season situation in preseason games, that doesn't mean seeing how things are going with the revamped roster isn't compelling. And according to Fox Sports Indiana, plenty of fans tuned in to the two preseason broadcasts shown on Fox Sports Indiana. The ratings for the two games were the highest since 2005, and they were 75% higher than last year. So, you know, with a new coach and several new players, it appears a lot of fans wanted to see if the Pacers year would actually play a faster brand of basketball as Larry Bird desired. There's no doubt the first 6 minutes of that first broadcast against the Bulls kept fans plenty entertained, so that may have kept them tuning in for more. So, again, FSI will be broadcasting nearly every game, well, every game the Pacers play that isn't on TNT, I believe. So, check them out. Chris Denari and Quinn Buckner, of course, with the call. And also, one thing I've used on the road when I'm traveling for work is the Fox Sports Go app, and they'll be showing games on there for fans who you know, just have to punch in your TV provider and watch the game on your phone or iPad or whatever you have that is on the go with the Fox Sports Go app. So let me take a minute to also thank the Locked On Podcast Network. Make sure you're checking out Locked On Colts as the season continues and plenty of intrigue surrounding the horseshoe. Also, Locked On NBA and Locked On Fantasy NBA are really full of great stuff right now. Also, as we go through the season, checking in on the opponents, Locked On Mavericks, of course, in advance of the season opener on Wednesday, is a great show to check out. So check them all out. And we appreciate their support. Okay, now with the final roster cuts, there have been some familiar names in the NBA for people around Indiana, some former Pacers and former college players that were battling for roster spots. One in particular is our old friend Lance Stephenson, who signed a camp deal with the New Orleans Pelicans for, I think they said, like $100,000. And he was in a pretty good situation there. They had some injuries in the backcourt, and then Drew Holiday with the personal issues out for several weeks. And Lance was able to take advantage of that opportunity. He showed up well in preseason and has made the final roster for the team. So to make room for Lance, the Pelicans waived Alonzo Gee, who had a $1.4 million contract. So they ate that to free up space for Lance, which is, you know, great news. Always love to see Lance involved in the NBA. I mean, the guy literally moves the needle, let me tell you. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, the NBA is a more entertaining place when he's a part of it, especially if he's on a different team. So always keep an eye on how Lance is doing. And now that he's down there with Solomon Hill, you know, the Pels are going to be an interesting team to check out throughout the year. And speaking of entertaining guys you'd prefer to have on their team, Meta World Peace made the final cut with the Los Angeles Lakers as he's joining his former teammate, Luke Walton, who is now the coach of the Lakers. It sounded like Walton wanted to keep Ronnie around for his veteran presence on a very young team that seems to be a ways away from winning, but remarkably, this is Ronnie's 17th season, and he had a quote in the LA paper about how he feels like he's starting over again, and as he heads his 17th season, he wants to make it 20 years, so I'm sure he will try to make that happen, and again, will no doubt provide some entertainment along the way this year. Also, some other notables, former IU high flyer Troy Williams made the Grizzlies' final roster, and again, he was not a guy who had was a draft pick. He had a partially guaranteed contract going into camp and had to earn his way the old-fashioned way, and did so, showing he was more than just a dunker and had more of an all-around game. I know he was one of the more frustrating players at IU in recent years, just because you could see all of that talent and ability within him, but he just seemed to always struggle to produce for the Hoosiers, especially when it came to shooting threes or ill-advised threes and not showing up at key moments or sometimes trying to do too much. So I know that a lot of IU fans were, you know, love the talent, but some were kind of happy to see him move on. But now that you see he makes an NBA team, it really shines a good light on IU and their ability to develop players, which is why they continue to attract really high-level recruits. So all is good with Troy Williams now, as he is repping the Hoosiers big time by making that Grizzlies final roster. Now, his teammate Yogi Ferrell was one of the last cuts for the Brooklyn Nets. He, too, was in the same position where he came into camp with no spot available and no contract guaranteed and of note, so he was not able to work his way into the final 15-man roster. So now he will be weighing his options and trying to work his way through the D-League, or unless he takes a bigger payday overseas. We'll have to keep an eye on Yogi and see where he ends up. Now for equal time with Purdue, of course, A.J. Hammonds. He'll be at the Fieldhouse on Monday with the Dallas Mavericks. And according to reports, he showed some flashes of good and bad during the preseason, and sounds like he may struggle to earn a role in the rotation, although he's looked like he would be a great fit as a reserve big man at times. Other times he wouldn't, which, you know, if you follow his career, kind of in a similar way to Troy Williams, it is not a surprise. You know, Hammonds was a guy who had up and down production at Purdue, although at times had the ability to just dominate. So the good news for the big fella is he has Dirk Nowitzki, Andrew Bogut there with some experienced old heads to help teach him the ins and outs of the NBA game, and hopefully he's listening and applying all those lessons. So we'll see Hammonds along with Mark Cuban and Rick Carlisle and the rest of the Mavs on opening night on Wednesday night. That is tomorrow night. Yes, sir. So thanks for listening to the show today. Love to hear your thoughts again on the team heading into the regular season. So you can hit me up via email at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at @indycornrows. Also, I'm really excited by the reaction to the podcast, so please continue to spread the word as we continue to build the audience. And we'd love to have listeners involved, so if your company wants to reach men age 18 to 44, you should sponsor this podcast. Our rates are reasonable. So email me at indycornrows@gmail.com to find out. And don't forget, you can find the podcast on audioboom.com. You can also subscribe to the pod on iTunes with all prior episodes available via both outlets. So check them out. Okay, thanks for listening. That's a wrap for today. You've been listening to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You got it. Don't you, baby, don't you, baby, don't you, baby.
the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.